You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
Yo! What is good, everybody? Welcome.
Canned excitement, buddy. From Christian Polanco.
I thought Christian was just doing his Alexis impression.
Yeah.
Right
now. No, I'm trying my best, starting this show with someone who is normally louder than me. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm just.
Have you ever done an Alexis intro impression? Over the years, you must have done it once.
Yeah, I think we didn't we swap when we used to do the Yeah Baby? I did it once.
Yeah.
Then, I would scream, Yeah Baby. And then we did the I Poppy.
That's right, we did I Poppy.
For Twitch.
That was the Twitch thing.
Oh, yeah. Really? I missed that one. You want to bring that one back?
No, baby.
So, you know, this show has started in, we're in our, eighth year.
Oh man,
doing this, so we, you know, it's evolved quite a bit from one type of screen to a different type of screen.
We're like Always Sunny in Philadelphia, but you know, soccer.
Pretty much. So what's good, everybody?
Easy Cooligans, buddy.
We're excited to be back. Hopefully, you enjoyed after our week break. You enjoyed the new studio. You saw all the changes.
We love the jokes about what it looks like. Thank you so much.
Shout out to Kyle Ritchie, a Gully Squad member, who said that it looks like an abandoned basement in Hackensack.
Okay. Tells us you're on Zillow.
Okay, you're looking to invest in some property. Okay.
He's been eyeing some abandoned.
This kid's been watching Property Brothers.
We could use a little makeover.
Yeah, hey, if you got a tool belt, get in here and flip this house.
So flip this studio. Feel free to do that. So welcome, everybody. My name is Christian Polanco.
Yeah, I'm Alexis Guerreros.
We out here talking all things footy. All right, and we have to get started.
Show us your footy.
Show us your footy. Apologies for all the DMs that we send, but we're just trying to engage with our audience.
If you won't come to us, we'll come to you. Speaking of, actually, I got to show you this. The makeup lady at CBS, and some of you are like, wait a minute, Alexis, you wear makeup? And I'm like, no, actually, I tell her the kind of makeup she should be using. She uses a brand called Mud, right?
Yes, I've heard of this brand.
Okay, so you've heard of this. Mm-hmm. So if you've ever seen where makeup gets put, it's a very large mirror with all the lights around it.
Yeah.
Okay? And she didn't realize she had the bottle in front of the mirror. So this is what I saw. And I was like... Yo, how organic is this makeup you're using?
So
you can't really see it.
Show it on the ISO.
Can you see that?
No, you can't really see it.
We'll do it in post. You see
all
it.
All out in post.
I was just like, duh. And then I took a photo. She's like, what are you taking a picture of? And she got all nervous. She was moving bottles around. Bro.
I mean, it is a white... creamy substance.
Bro, why is this makeup so viscous?
Okay. Well,
that's tough, Alexis. Who knows what you got on your face right now?
Bro, let's just say I use makeup remover heavy today, bro.
They got it from There's Something About Mary.
let's just say it's very easy to produce at first, but then it becomes more difficult.
That's why we need a factory.
That's why we're messaging you, because to show us your footy. All right.
Okay.
We've gone too far.
We've gone too far.
Right away.
We're 3 minutes in.
I like it. Stay on the edge. Stay on the edge with this.
UEFA Champions League. The draw has happened. We just saw it a couple minutes ago. But here it is. If you are watching, but Group A. I mean, what are our favorite groups? Our Group A, Bayern Munich.
What are our favorite groups? I was a big fan of Group B early on, but then their new album.
Group B is canceled.
Now, let's be honest, bro. Group G?
Yeah.
Yo, this might be the 116th charge against Manchester City. How you get in this group, dog?
It's a pretty chill group. I'll be honest, Manchester City, RB Leipzig, Red Star Belgrade, and Young Boys.
Yeah.
I mean, so look.
Which, again, we've said this before, you cannot Google Boys.
That's do not do that.
The SEO is trash,
dog. You got to find the exact.
Like, imagine you want to look up the last game they lost, and you Google lost Young Boys. Yo, they're coming to your door, dog.
It's a huge problem. You can't. Incognito mode is not saving you, dog.
Nah, you got to download Tor, dog. Ain't no way out.
But yeah, Group G seems like it might be a little easy for Manchester City.
I will say though, the vibes of like a Red Star Belgrade getting a home game in Champions League versus like a Young Boys, you know what I mean? Like the vibe of that, getting to see that stadium is great. But Manchester City could walk backwards, you know what I mean, to out the group stage. They're going right to the knockout stage, bro.
I mean, RB Leipzig is probably the toughest contender.
And but let's be honest.
They beat RB Leipzig.
This is the champion.
They beat RB Leipzig in the knockout stage last Champions
League.
Wasn't it
the 6-0 game or something?
Cakewalk,
bro.
Pretty dominant.
So, where did that phrase even come from? Cakewalk.
Mike, look it up.
Somebody walking with a cake.
Right,
I'm sure it's a thing.
There's an old Levitard segment just looking up like the etymology of
upset, like an upset when somebody underdog wins. That's from a horse race. There was a horse named Upset, and when the horse won, it became part of the kind of sports lexicon of like that's an upset.
It wasn't just because. The blah 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 upset.
No. It came from that horse.
That almost seems like a wasted one. Group H, Barca gotta have it. How many levers you pull to get in this group?
No, I mean Barca. Look, they got knocked out of they didn't make it to the knockout round last time.
I know, but Porto. Come on, right? That's their toughest competition. Shakhtar Donetsk, I think, always shows up to play in these competitions
until Xavi's Barcelona does it. I'm gonna assume that they're not necessarily not me. They're the favorites, but it's no guarantee that they're getting out of this.
Smoking some Royal Antwerp.
Mm.
Come on, it sounds like a band. You know, stop it. Group F is a fun one.
That's the one we really got to talk about.
This is the group of death. The group of fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Dude. Group of vibes.
Yeah.
This has
group
it all.
Group of must watch, bro.
Group F: PSG, Borussia Dortmund, AC Milan, and Newcastle. This is look, we got Christian Pulisic, we got Gio Reyna,
bro.
Mbappe.
You got
Anthony Gordon.
You got Sven Botman.
Callum,
all the stars.
Callum Wilson.
Damn.
Yo, Newcastle's out here.
You're going to need a bigger VIP section.
Seeing Joe Ellington on the Champions League stage is going to be the weirdest thing like we've ever seen.
But he won't even recognize the music.
Who do you guys think is winning? Who do you guys got coming out of that group?
Because let's go group for group.
Okay, that's a good one.
So let's just pick the top. Who finishes top of the group? That's it.
Sure, Group A.
Or should we do top and bottom?
No,
remind you to say
I like this.
This.
Some people top, some people bottom.
Show me your footy, dog.
You could do both.
I gotta make a brand for you. just write mud and then on a piece of paper, I hold it up to a mirror. That's all I'm asking you to do. And make the you and the D real close.
Bayern and
you and the D real close.
The show is gone. Crazy, all right. Bro.
Bayern Munich and Manchester United.
He's trying so
have
hard.
To be the favorites.
But who's topping the group?
Who's topping the group?
Bayern.
Yeah, easy.
I think Galatasaray could sneak it in because I think Manchester United
topping
is going to.
Topping the group?
Huh? Topping the group.
Alexis.
Yo. You know why? You know why? Bayern and Manchester United.
Now I'm starting to worry about your CBS career, bro. You cannot be saying stuff like this.
Yo, Galatasaray got names, bro. Wilfred Zaha, Hakim Ziyech, bro. Lucas Torreira.
I think they could 100% sneak past United for the second spot.
I can see that. Yeah, maybe no top of the group is crazy. That's crazy because Bayern Munich is stacked. And we did say last year that all they were missing was a nine, and they went and got themselves a guy who wears Skechers. But he is the purest number nine.
Yeah, so Bayern and Manchester United have to be the favorite. But I do think I could see an upset here, right?
Or I can see Galatasaray sneaking out of the group.
The horse that is Galatasaray could cause an upset and maybe take the second
and
spot.
And if you FC Copenhagen, hey, congrats. You're getting some good ticket sales. Okay. Group B got to be Arsenal here, right?
Gotta be Arsenal.
I saw a tweet, Alexis, that said this Group B is giving off very Europa League vibes just to make Arsenal feel better.
Yeah, because I mean, the kings of Europa League.
What's Group G? Friendlies? Stop it.
Arsenal should top this group, but I don't. I mean, we won't know until we kind of see what they, you know. They were disappointing in Europa League last year.
They were very disappointing in Europa League. Had a terrible campaign. Lens had a great season in Ligue 1, finishing, I believe, second, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but they lost so many players. They lost Fofana. They lost someone else big. I forget one of their strikers, Loic Openda.
But hey, yo, you know, they still got in the competition. Yeah. PSV Eindhoven, Ricardo Pepi, Serginho Dest, mm-hmm. Possibly Miles Robinson.
Okay.
You know, Ernie Stewart is at the helm there. The,
like sporting director, yeah. I believe. Yeah.
Sevilla, obviously, always tough in these big competitions, but I think Arsenal got to finish at the top just on names alone. Group C, Napoli, Real Madrid, SC Braga, Sporting Soccer Club Braga, and Union Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
Union Berlin got Brendan Aaronson.
And Leonardo Bonucci.
That's right.
Dude, what a signing. What
a weird place for him to go.
You just like don't expect.
Right.
Do you
remember how small the seats were?
Union Berlin. That was, I mean, it was perfectly fine for a person sized like me.
Yeah. I don't mean tight. I mean the other person was close to you, bro. Yeah, yeah. I could have thrown my legs over the other person's shoulders, dog.
Pick an uppies, please.
Hey, yo, check if my shoes are tied right.
Yeah, it was. We were in like the media section, but pretty much every seat was just.
I felt like we
cramped.
Were at a PTA meeting and we were sitting in the kids' chairs, dog. The stadium too small, dog. I think Real Madrid, obviously, you've got to look at because of the pedigree. But this won't be easy between them and Napoli because Napoli, they kept Osimhen, they kept Cavada.
Yeah.
This is going to be a tough team.
Losing
Chucky,
though. Yeah. Chucky's going
PSV.
Well, going to,
oh,
PSV,
my God,
so.
Bro. Stop. Arsenal, play PSV first before he gets there.
So, so Napoli and Real Madrid have to be the favorites. But look, we we've been to Union Berlin and kind of experience that the fan base.
It's a beautiful
in the stadium.
Tough place
beautiful.
To play, right?
I mean, yeah, beautiful stadium.
But it's an interesting thing. Then them loaning Jordan Pfaff, obviously
he was out of favor towards the second half of the season.
He had an injury. But we interviewed him. So, but now he's going to Borussia Mönchengladbach, which is an interesting move within Bundesliga as well. All right,
I dare you to spell that.
Group D: Benfica, Inter Milan, RB Salzburg, and Real Sociedad. This is interesting.
Just got Kieran Tierney on loan.
Okay.
So, you know, they've always been one of those teams that have played very strong. Remember, they had Isak before he shifted. Yeah. They find gems. They play very well. Benfica, tough team to play, but this got to be Inter Milan's, right?
I think so.
Yeah. You have to favor them. They just got Benjamin Pavard as well. Benfica, who are always pretty dominant in Portugal. So, but I think them two would have to be the favorites. I mean, but Real Sociedad, I don't think they were leading in La Liga.
No.
Maybe like 2-3 years ago. But they were, they obviously make it to Champions League. They're a good team.
Yeah, they are a very good team.
They had David Silva just retired. But he just he was there for like the last two seasons or something like that. So, but this is an interesting group because it's not. I mean, we're saying Inter Milan and Benfica, but I anything can kind of happen here. Group E:
Feyenoord, Atletico Madrid, Lazio, and Celtic.
This is a very interesting.
This is a good one
group.
Too. Tati Castellanos,
yeah, I know, right?
Making his Champions League debut, going to be playing for Lazio. I'm excited.
Hopefully
to see that.
Get some game time. Which I didn't know this. I just found out that the director of football doesn't allow Maurizio Sarri to pick his own players. Maurizio Sarri wanted a different striker, and he was like, "Nah, I'm going to go get you Castellanos."
Oh, wow.
So hopefully he gets a chance to play. But Atletico Madrid got to be the team you're looking at here and saying, yeah, you should have an easy time of this. Feyenoord.
Easy? I don't know. Easy. I mean, they're going to win 1-0.
Nah, dude, they got ballers on this team.
They're
bro.
Losing. They're most likely losing.
Yana Carrasco.
Why am I forgetting his name?
Antoine Griezmann.
Who played at Chelsea. He just played at Chelsea.
João Félix.
He wants to go to Barcelona.
He's gone for sure.
I mean, it's a different look of a team.
Memphis Depay, though, has been amazing for them to begin the season.
That's a great shout. He has been balling.
Look out for him in that.
Yo, Feyenoord also balled out, especially against Ajax. They're a good team. They play a really, I can't remember the coach's name right now, but they play a really fun style. So I can see Feyenoord making some noise, but that's going to be against like the likes of Celtic. Cameron Carter-Vickers at Celtic.
Josh Hart. Joe Hart. The homie Jag is the goalkeeper on the soccer team I play on, Grace's team.
Yeah.
He's Scottish and he's a massive Celtic.
Yeah, there's no subtle Celtic fans.
It's literally in the group chat is just like always talking about Celtic when
telling you like, oh, this guy got a hangnail. You're like, I never even heard of this player, dog. You need to relax.
I love it.
Let's go group F. We talked a little bit about Paris Saint-Germain, Borussia Dortmund, AC Milan, Newcastle United. Who you got topping this group?
This is
Christian.
This is brutal. This is a really tough. I mean, this my heart is in one place, and then obviously logic is in another. but this.
Are you suggesting that AC Milan? I'm assuming that's who your heart is.
My heart.
You don't think they can top this group?
AC Milan, I don't think can top this group over PSG. But this is a fight for second. I think PSG gets first.
I mean, look, Luis Enrique, right? I like what he's doing. They got Mbappe back, but this isn't the PSG of old.
All right, and I Messi and Neymar are not there, but
Borussia Dortmund a little dusty right now.
Yeah, I honestly think if Milan and Newcastle got out of this group, like I'd be surprised, but I wouldn't be like
shocked.
Not shocked. Like shocked, but not like
you give one of those like right?
Be like yo,
yeah. And then, you definitely share it, but not as much as like if Manchester City doesn't make out of this next group. You're texting everybody you know. You're sharing that in every group chat, even if it got nothing to do with that. Your family group chat going to get an update.
But if
PSG get knocked out of this group because AC Milan and Newcastle are up there, you'd be like, oh, all right.
I would still be a little bit shocked if PSG don't get out of this group.
You'd be more shocked because like, yo, Mbappe leaving right now. But that's it. You wouldn't be like, how dare you, the legacy. Nah. AC Milan... balling out. Don't forget, Leao, Chukwueze. You got Christian Pulisic, Giroud.
Pulisic already 2 goals in Serie A.
Bro, yo, he found a home, bro.
Greg Berhalter was talking in the press conference, where we're going to talk about the USMNT roster a little bit, but he was just saying that he spoke to Christian Pulisic, and he was just like, he sounds confident and appreciated.
Yeah.
You know, just like when, like...
You know, he pick up the phone different. Like, when he was at Chelsea, but now he's like, what's up, babe?
Right.
You know?
He's just like, when you get a girl that appreciates you, and like, he's just like, yo, he just sounds different.
Yeah, no, it's fact. So like, all right, you're Berhalter, I'm Christian Pulisic, call me. Okay. This is Chelsea Pulisic.
Hey, Christian, what's up?
No, you gotta go ring. Hello?
Hey, Christian, what's up?
Oh, what's up, dude? I was just hoping someone would call me.
Okay, well, I'm happy to chat. You've been doing great in at AC Milan.
No, this was Chelsea. Right?
Oh, I thought
how'd you ruin the bit, dog?
I thought I was talking to him now.
All right, now call. Now this is AC Milan. Call.
Okay. Bring. Oh, he's not picking up.
Yo, chill. Yo, everybody chill. My coach is on. What's up, baby?
Hey, Christian, what's up, man?
Yo, chill. We're definitely not doing a house party or nothing, bro. What's going, chill? Yo, have you seen me balling out in Italy,
that's
though?
That's what I'm calling about. Because I've been watching these games.
Have you been watching the game, bro? Yo, first, let me just tell you about Italy. Yo, the fettuccine Alfredo, wild mid out here, and you don't get unlimited breadsticks and salad, yo. This is nothing like Hershey, Pennsylvania, bro.
That is great to hear. I'm glad we're catching up because you've been doing great. Have you spoken to Gio? Because I can't call him.
Bro. I have, in fact, yo.
I don't know what to say. What should I say?
I'm glad you asked, actually. Yo, his mom is on the other line. I got to go before she get mad at me, too.
Okay. Okay.
All right. There's a little play
scene.
Well
and
done.
Scene.
Well done. Well
okay.
done.
All right.
That was great.
You know,
we got to keep you online with the bit, though.
I didn't know what you would
We got to edit around
we just
that.
Accidentally crossed the picket line for
the We got to edit around some of that.
Okay. We've taken a couple improv classes. All right?
You know? I mean, Miguelito runs across the front of us and we edit scenes.
Okay.
You know?
All right. So,
Group G, Manchester City. We didn't even fit, but I think
AC
Milan.
Yeah, we don't know where you got it.
Somebody. I think AC Milan. Manchester City is the one. Okay, Group H.
Group Barca. H. Barcelona, Porto, Shakhtar, Donetsk, and Royal Antwerp. I
Barca.
Mean, and obviously Barca.
I could see Porto making some noise, but it's Barca.
Yeah, it should top the group based on the teams that they are playing. But Porto also does pretty well in Champions
they
League.
They show up.
Very much so. So should be interesting, exciting.
If I'm not mistaken, they're the ones who knocked out Arsenal in the Europa League last year.
Mm-hmm. Right. Europa. So the exciting stuff. I'm excited to see a lot of Americans playing in Champions League this year.
It's about time, bro.
Bro, we're going to be taking over. I think, it wouldn't be crazy to see maybe an American maybe lift the Champions League
Christian Pulisic did it already.
He did it already. And until Arsenal sign another American, I don't know what's going to happen with them.
Joe, I know, right? Couldn't keep a Belgian, huh?
USMNT, let's get there.
Speaking of US men's national team, they just released a roster.
We got they have two friendlies coming up against Uzbekistan.
Yeah.
And
Powerhouse.
Oman.
Oman. We playing Oman. I'm not shocked by a lot of these. Obviously, the biggest one besides, which I just found out, it's Benjamin. Benjamin.
Benjamin, yeah. That's
Benjamin
Kromowski. Not Benjamin.
Yo, shut up, Ben. No, I'm kidding. No, whatever. If your mama call you Benjamin, I'm going to call you Benjamin. Yeah. Benjamin Kromowski, not cap tied, though.
No, because it's a friendly.
It's a friendly. Mm-hmm. And coach of Argentina was at the Messi game.
Right.
Keeping eyes on
him. I'm sure Messi's like, all right, go have fun with your little American buddies.
But tell us what they do when you come back and play for the real home nation.
This has been an interesting conversation because a lot of people and, everybody from the Hercules Gomez's at ESPN FC to people in MLS and MLS 360, everybody's been like, does he deserve a call up over some other players? And people straight up like, no, he has not done enough to deserve this call up. But people are sort of saying that the reason he's getting called up is really just to introduce him to the program, see what he's like, so that he can hopefully pick the U.S.
Yeah, no, this is smart. This is like when it didn't work out, but when they brought in, I think Bob Bradley brought in Zalalem.
Yes, yeah, Gideon.
You know what I mean? Gideon's Lam. You got to bring him in. Somebody has to sit so this guy can come in and get a chance. Obviously, Drake Callender, the Messi effect continues. He gets called up first time, played well in League's Cup.
Mm-hmm.
I caught a little flack because I said the only reason you bring him in is because he can text Messi. wasn't true. He obviously played well. And if you're his agent, are you listening so I could stop getting texts? Thank you. But for me, probably the name that surprised the most, Christopher Lund.
Christopher Lund.
What you know about this dude?
I literally know nothing.
I will tell you. He is 6 foot tall.
Okay.
They asked him, what are three words do you think define you as a player? Mm. And he said, happy, fighter, fast. Mm. Those three don't go together, bro.
He's a happy fighter. What's wrong
with that? Yeah. I'm really fast and I'm really happy to be fighting you, dude. But he's a dynamic left back. Loves to send crosses in.
He plays in Italy? Where's he play?
He Palermo. Just signed with Palermo and Serie B. But before that, he was at HK Backen? BK Hacken? One of
up.
Those things.
I'll look it up.
The H belongs somewhere.
I mean, it's not great. His Wikipedia doesn't have his photo.
BK
it's
Hacken.
Not a great sign.
Look, he's playing at Serie B. He's 21 years old.
Yeah.
He played at Denmark all the way through the U21s. Now he's getting a chance at the U.S. Men's National Team. Has a American mother, Danish father.
Born in Denmark,
Born in Denmark, but has an American passport. So that's what it matters. What I like about this kid is that he's good enough to play for Denmark, but that's not necessarily the highest level in Europe.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, probably the closest would be like Serginho Dest, who was on the fringe at the time, before people start messaging me, at the time he was on the fringe of playing for, you know, potentially the Netherlands. And we kind of scooped him. This is similar, but he's a big, happy white kid. You know?
He's a happy fighter, and he's, and, you know, he could turn on the jet. So, yeah. I mean, be interesting to see if he plays. This might be another one of those, you know, like Kramaski. Like, just let's see what he does and see how he fits in and give him an opportunity. But
here's another little tidbit about him. Lutz Fahnensteel was trying to bring him to St. Louis FC.
Now you're piquing my interest, because if Lutz likes him, hey,
I love him.
Then I love him, okay? Because my man Lutz got the vision.
Yo,
bro.
He clearly, I mean, we kind of joked a little bit when he was like, no, I want to find guys that like are hard worker. We're like, yo, you losing every game in MLS, dog. This is a new era. You got to get a flashy Paraguayan, my guy.
Let me show you how we do it in our country.
Let me show you my footy.
Meanwhile, St. Louis in first place.
Balling, bro.
In the Western Conference.
I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, bro. You do you.
Luke, it's almost like you're the expert here. Damn, didn't even realize.
Shit. It's almost like you got hired for this job and not just the dumb comedian with a podcast.
It's something, I don't know what it is, but just my American exceptionalism makes me think I'm smarter than you.
Oh, maybe it's because you got an accent and I don't. That made me think I know what I'm talking about. But it turns out I also have an accent and you know what you're talking about and I don't. But he clearly can define talent. But Serie B, not the highest level. Palermo, a storied club, obviously. But Serie B, not the highest level. But to go from... I believe it was the Danish league that he was at.
Swedish league.
That's right. In fact, I think he was like listed as like one of the top, one of the big transfers there or whatever. I can't remember exactly the fact, but he was finding talent. This is clearly someone who could play at a higher level than he was. So let's see what he could do on the men's national team. But I like the idea of a tall, fast left back. Jedi's the guy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Serginho Dest is probably his backup. But I like having someone who's just tall, fast, and can send in good crosses.
Wait, you don't think it's Anthony Robinson and Dest? Ooh, backup.
I just said that.
You said the backup would be his backup. Jedi's backup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If Anthony Robinson is Anthony Robinson, then Dest would step in.
Because Dest, I believe, can play left and right.
Yeah, he can play left and right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But what I'm saying is I think Dest starts on the right.
So at least what I'm excited to see, Kevin Paredes got the call up.
Finally.
Fullback for
Wolfsburg.
Wolfsburg. Dominicano, the homie. So it's great to hopefully he
DC
gets...
DC United product.
Yeah, hopefully get some minutes, and it's great to see. But really, the big story here is obviously...
Ethan Horvath.
No, wow. The big story here is, you know, obviously the players that are left off, Tyler Adams recovering from an injury, but also...
Injury.
Gio Reyna also recovering from an injury.
Yeah.
But in the press conference, when Berhalter was announcing...
It was revealed.
It was revealed that he asked the question, like, yo, have you spoken to Gio Reyna? And Greg said, no, he has still not spoken. It's been like 6 months.
Bro, I spoke to Gio Reyna in this time.
Why
bro?
Are we in better communication with Gio?
Bro, I got no beef with this man, and I spoke with him, bro. There's no static with me and Gio.
There's no... I mean, it's mind-boggling, right? And Greg's response is basically like... I'm sort of paraphrasing, but he said that he's been speaking to experts on
mediators
to kind of prep for this conversation because it is very sensitive.
Who's Andy Cohen? Who knows how to handle this type of drama?
That would be sick,
right, yo?
I would love just Andy Cohen
if
knowing
Andy
anything
Cohen
about.
Andy Cohen hosted the Berhalter Gio reunion. I'm watching that. No
I'm 100% watching that, yo. Can we be the ones making the drinks behind them, bro?
Bro, behind the crest or whatever. So. But this is kind of surreal, and a lot of people have been very easily sort of annoyed and dismissive. And
I said this, and it kind of got laughed off a little bit because traditionally, if there's a problem between a coach and a player, it's the coach's job to reach out. But because this situation is so specific and unique,
yeah,
where the player's parents stepped in and tried to get the coach fired, Who do you think? Do you think there's any reason why Gio should be the one to maybe start that olive branch, or no? It's got to be. I mean, it's like, even if it is, it's still 90% Greg Berhalter's role to reach out. But don't you think there's like a little bit, be like, yo, I'm not with my mom. You know what I mean?
I don't really know them like that.
Oh, damn. I mean, they raised me, but that's it, bro. I've been in Germany a long time, fam. I don't flugen with what they do. You know what I mean?
You get me. You played in Germany. You know what I'm talking about.
You could Google hit the translate button, bro.
You would have to think if this is... I mean, I would say 99% on the coach to be the mature figure.
He gotta reach out with the olive branch. I mean, but extend the olive branch.
It's there has to be somebody, either maybe in U.S. soccer, that's saying like, hey, no, don't reach out to him yet until we kind of like can orchestrate and have that the perfect environment to have this conversation.
You think U.S. soccer is meddling in that, or you think this
not meddling? I think it's also their responsibility. It's two of their like employees, for lack of a better word.
I think before you hire him, you have a conversation with Gio.
I would do.
Right.
That's what I think. That's what I would do.
Right.
I mean,
you flew it went there.
It's a, because look, a lot of people have been just kind of dismissive and being like, yo, Greg needs to be a man and just have this conversation.
And but more than that.
It's not. I think
are forgetting the intricacies of this, bro. They try to get you fired with old details of domestic strife.
Yeah.
And these are friends, bro. These are people who've, and this is the other thing. Gio's known Greg since he was a baby boy.
Yeah.
Greg might have held this man.
Well, I mean, this
when
baby,
he was a boy. When he was a boy. He's not a baby right now. Pick him up, bro. I've held Gio since then, bro. There's so much more to this. This is a bit more personal than it is business. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I guess that's the reason why this is taking so long. But it's somewhat concerning that it's taken this long. I mean, there's no right time to have the conversation. So no. In my mind, get it out of the way.
There's no right time. There might not even be a wrong time, but this is taking too much time.
This is what I mean, because now everybody else's opinion is now a factor because you haven't had the conversation. Now we're talking about why you haven't had the conversation. Is something wrong?
And we're adding to the scenario already of being like, oh, maybe it's because of blank. And now you have to shoot those things down versus just have that conversation. Charlie Davies said, you got to fly to Germany and say, we need to have dinner.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. And I think that's... He was also recovering from an injury. I'm on Flugen Airways, actually, and I land. You know, Germans are like, stop that right now. I was just there, bro. I think it's weird that it hasn't happened already, but what I'm hoping for is that when it happens, it is done with the care that it needs. Because I said this on the show, and someone said, this is the dumbest human ever. So that was actually one of my comments.
That's all our comments, bro.
I think Gio Reyna is the most important player come 2026. He's your number 10. He's clearly... I kind of agree with that comment, bro.
That might have been the dumbest comment ever.
No, stop. For the best national team... I don't know. Bro, I care if you disagree, but is that the dumbest thing?
No.
Because the kid we saw in Nations League, bro, he's a game changer. Not to say he's the only game changer, but he unlocks Christian Pulisic. He unlocks Tim Weah. He unlocks whoever Falcao and Balogun probably will be the starter. Hopefully, obviously, injuries and everything. But I think Gio Reyna becomes that link between like your Weston McKennie, Tyler Adams, getting that ball
I don't think we're there talking about him like that because...
Oh, dude, did you watch Nations League, bro?
I did watch Nations League, but I also watched the World Cup, and he did not get any minutes.
Let me quote BJ Callahan. He said, I can't flugen believe what this kid is doing.
I think the main issue right now with Gio Reyna is just injury. He's just obviously a very injury-prone player.
Turns out he fractured his leg. It wasn't a calf injury.
From Nations League. Yeah,
that can't be. It hasn't been confirmed. So CBS went with leg as the injury.
Leg injury. Okay.
Damn, bro, you hurt the whole thing.
So it makes it where we just haven't seen the consistency to just be like, yo, this kid is just doing it, crushing it week in, week out. He has a good 2 months, a couple good goals, great assists, and then he's out for another two,
nah,
three.
You forgot he was playing with Bellingham, bro. This is his team now in the midfield. This is his midfield.
If he is healthy, I think.
It is a family issue. Claudio Reyna was injured a lot, in his career. Maybe this is a thing that's hereditary. Hopefully it's not.
Soft bones or something.
Ooh. Damn, bro.
You're going to have Miss Reyna texting you, bro.
He said it, not me, bro.
It wasn't me, senora.
Ring, ring, ring. Yo, Mrs. Reyna, what are you doing? How'd you know? We haven't even put it out yet.
How'd you know already?
So look, we all, every time a new USMNT roster comes out, we all get a little riled up. But sometimes we do need to chill. We need to retire from time to time to our couches and just embrace that. Look, the 2026 World Cup is coming, and this is the beginning of the process. So we're trusting the process.
I can't wait the fact that we just get to talk about the 2026 World Cup that's going to be in the U.S. I know for sure I'm not going to retire before that. But after that, I think our shows are going to be so good, we get to retire. And then when I think about retiring, I think about kicking my feet up, I think about having a massage. I think about somebody feeding me grapes.
Wow.
And then when I want to wash those stinky fruits down, pick up a nice cold Coors Light, refreshing.
Alexis's light. Vision of luxury is from like a 1970s cartoon, like a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Right? My friends running into a wall painted like a tunnel.
Beautiful. But no, an ice cold Coors Light is always the move. It's ready to drink when those blue mountains show up right on the can.
It's so literally as refreshing as the Colorado Rockies.
Literally. We have both drank the Colorado Rockies. So we know.
Thank you. Best of luck with the rest of the baseball season.
So this summer, chill like you're retired with Coors Light. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/Cooligans.
That's CoorsLight.com/Cooligans. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
It'd be the best thing that happened to the Rockies this season, bro, honestly.
Major League Soccer a little bit, and Messi watch, because Lionel Messi played against Nashville SC in his second official MLS game, a nice little Leagues Cup rematch against Nashville.
A win and a draw, not that good so far.
Is Messi done?
Damn, bro, you cooked, dog?
He had a couple of shots. They were all pretty much blocked.
Is that why? Yo, you washed now?
Damn, bro.
That was it, bro? You just a Leagues Cup merchant, bro.
Leagues Cup bringing in trophies, merchant. I don't know if Lionel Messi has a chance in this league anymore.
This kid is... look, I think there's playing them back-to-back, or playing them twice, I should say, in such a short period of time, probably gave Nashville, besides the fact that they're a very good team, gave Nashville a little bit of insight. Here's what worked well, here's what didn't. Mm-hmm. Use the Leagues Cup final as a training session for this MLS match.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what you saw was for the first time, I think we really, really saw a frustrated Lionel Messi in MLS.
Yeah, he looked.
Or in an Inter Miami shirt.
He looked. First of all, look, I think this was the first game where he genuinely looked. Fatigued is not the exact word, but like just a
spent.
I can't do any more than I'm doing right now. Yeah. We've literally just played so many games, even though.
Argentina called him up, bro.
What are they going to not call him up?
I'm saying, yo.
The man is, he's a god in that country. But the, be on the lookout because next week we have a conversation with somebody that played against.
You're going to have to wait for that
Lionel Messi.
We're not going to tell you who.
In those two matches.
Just someone who played against
him. It's a secret.
So make sure you tune in next week.
Find out if he was able to get a shirt with one of the big names that came in.
Okay. We shall discuss it all. This was Nashville in that second game really just defensively, even without Walker Zimmerman, they really held their own.
See, for me, the fact that they didn't have Walker Zimmerman said, yo, maybe they'll be a little bit more sus in a back line. And I think they did an incredible job. What's his name? Kamal Miller
on Miami.
Man of the match.
Wow. Yeah, man of the match. He had some unbelievable saves. I'm not even saying just clearances, just stops. Some important ones because even though Inter Miami had the majority of the ball in this game, they just didn't create just the chances that we're sort of used to seeing. Messi was trying to do the things that he did in the first game against Nashville, and he got even the subtle details, just the drop in the shoulder, the touches around certain players, and every Nashville player was just like, he's not beating me. We're figuring out whether it's fouling him when necessary, whether it's just stopping the ball. They just like
annoying him when there's ball stoppages. Yeah, they've been doing every little trick you possibly could, and you still only walked away with a draw.
Yeah, yeah. So
and this is Inter Miami we're talking about. Before Messi, Jordi Alba, Busquets, Tata Martino gets here, this was you would say like, all right, that's probably 3 points.
Yeah, yeah.
Inter Miami was having a tough season, bro.
Yeah, and now because of this, it's interesting. They do get a point, but then the ninth place team, which is Chicago Fire, they lose, I believe, to Vancouver, I think. Mm-hmm. Them losing that game puts Inter Miami, I believe, 10 points out of a playoff spot. And then also, interestingly enough, NYCFC won their game against Montreal.
So Montreal slides out of a playoff spot.
They didn't slide out, but they.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah, they
lose momentum.
It's setting up for a real opportunity
for
Miami.
Pull up the standings so people can see it. Because right
Miami,
now,
I was going to say they also have two games in hand. So.
But Messi's going to be missing for 3 games.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. So let's keep that in mind. And Drake Callender, Schaffelberg is probably going to be gone. And
Kramaski
are all going to be missing. So this is not. Did Robert Taylor get called up by Finland? Do we know?
I don't think so.
I haven't seen the Finnish.
I haven't seen anything about that.
Okay, where's all our Finnish fans?
My bad, I didn't have the Finnish roster.
So they are no longer the worst team. They were the worst team in the East. They were the worst team in the league, right? That's still Colorado and Toronto now.
So now, I mean, after this draw. Now, you know, a lot of I think the odds makers are basically saying like Miami's going to make the playoffs.
Their opportunity to get in the playoffs has gotten a little tiny bit easier, but it's not easy by any stretch of the imagination.
This is it's not especially them missing several players for these games. It would have been tough to beat Nashville, but this is definitely puts it into some real. You're a little bit more concerned now than before.
If they had beaten Nashville, they would have firmly been like, yo, we are in this race now to make the playoffs.
It would have been a statement win that would have built a lot of confidence.
But that might be like one of their toughest. I mean, they have a tough lineup. I looked at this
a while
ago.
They play LAFC on Sunday.
Let's go to matches. Okay, so LAFC is on Sunday. Then they have Sporting Kansas City. Okay. That should be
easier.
Winnable. Winnable's great work. But again, no Messi in these games.
Then Atlanta United.
Right.
That's a tough one.
They just brought in two players, one of whom I can't pronounce his name. But
yeah, it's not sort of S.
No, Lin Hunze or something like that. Bro, it was crazy. Hold on, let me go to...
He scored, right? He scored against...
Saba Lobzhenidze.
Of course.
That is not how it's pronounced. I'm certain of it because I heard it on the broadcast.
Lobzhenidze? Okay, well, my G.
Right, let's just sit here until Lexus gets around.
My guy.
You know who you are, dog. Then they play Toronto. Easy. You don't need Messi for that. Then they play Orlando. Gonna play them tough, especially with Josef Martinez there. Then they play Houston. Never an easy game to win. Then they play NYCFC. They're going to lose.
Obviously, NYCFC win that game.
Yeah.
I drive
easy.
Stadium. Yeah.
Not even a wink. Then they play Chicago, which that's a 6-pointer. I mean, all of these really are 6-pointers, but Chicago in particular is 6-pointer. But then they got to play Cincinnati, Charlotte at home, and then Charlotte away.
Yeah. So look, it's not impossible, but now we're also waiting on the results for these other teams. The other teams have to lose. I mean, I understand Miami could win every game, And if they win every game, they most likely would get in. But you have to pay attention to some of these other results. So even NYCFC winning against Montreal makes it a little bit more challenging because there's other teams that are fighting for those spots as well. So
Should do how many points we think we'll get. We'll do that on another. Let's wait like another game or two before.
Okay. So the but overall, yeah.
Look. Oh wait, though, game against Houston is the Open Cup.
Oh, Open Cup final.
Yeah, that's the Open Cup final.
Right, right.
Bro, this dude could lift two trophies he's never heard of before.
before. What's this one?
Is this also a league?
Is this a participation one or a real one?
Is this one real?
Yeah.
So a couple quick things in MLS. NYCFC did win against Montreal, but also just Maxime Cheneau,
man.
Departs NYCFC. He was obviously he was captain often.
He was the spirit of the heart and soul of the club. Good to us. Great to us. Good friend.
Yeah. Maxime has just been nothing but kind and supportive with us. And we worked with him a couple times on either different events. We did that charity event during COVID.
You hung out with him in the Russian tea room, if I'm not mistaken.
No, that was not the Russian tea room. That was the French consulate.
The French consulate. These are the places we hang out. Okay.
Of course.
But you guys see us and think, oh, they're probably just hanging out outside of a Wendy's. Yeah. But that's only until they let us in.
If I saw Alexis standing outside of a Wendy's, I'd be like, yo, I'm not talking about that.
Our journey is basically the plot of Catch Me If You Can. Okay, we just finagle ourselves in 100%. Places 100%. We really should not be in.
I'm out here making fake checks.
Rubiales update. Because,
bro, did his mom eat or not, bro?
We got to get Andy Cohen with Luis Rubiales' mom. Oh, that's dude. The real one.
Because everybody.
She might be the most talented. You're the Real Housewives of Rubiales, bro. The real house moms. The real church moms of Rubiales.
Because, that's where we left off on Monday, which was Rubiales' mom, obviously the Spanish Federation president. She was having a hunger strike. She locked herself in a church and said,
because of the way her son was being treated.
Inhumanely over you know, why? Sexually harassing a woman.
He kissed a woman without asking?
Oh man, mom.
Why? Oh, why? Why? Because he didn't get consent. Is that really?
Back in my day, she was like, consent wasn't in the dictionary.
No.
Mom, you can't. We don't live like that anymore.
Sorry,
Doña Rubiales. But no.
Also, after seeing what you're doing, I'm starting to get an idea of why Luis Rubiales is the way he is.
But there has been an update with Doña Rubiales.
Yes.
She has now been sent to the hospital because she had went 3 days straight without eating. Come algo, Doña. Yo,
she was just drinking water and energy drinks.
Oh, I didn't know the energy drink part.
Yeah, this is it. Just water and energy drinks.
Holy water, though, bro.
Yeah, water, bro.
It has nutrients. Okay?
Yo, kid getting baptized. Like, where's the water? Why is there Monster energy drink?
So she's, look, obviously you don't want, I don't want any harm coming to her. I don't want her to not be okay. But this is.
How about common sense? I would love common sense to come to her. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because it's one of those, she's in the finding out stage.
Yeah. I have a feeling she ain't even that toxic. I honestly just think he pays all her bills and she's like, yo, I need to do everything in my power. You know what I mean? And next, she's going to go on a rent payment strike. When do you see?
The other update with him was his uncle. Juan Rubiales, I believe his name is.
Always a Juan, bro.
Okay,
you don't have an Uncle Juan, bro, you ain't Latino.
I got a Juan. We call him Juanito.
I got three of them, bro. I got Juan Miguel. I got Juan Jose.
So he did an interview with Marca, I believe.
Yeah he spilled the
And he
tea.
Went he went off and
he spilled the cava, bro.
He was, allegedly, he was just like, as far as what...
Not allegedly. This is what he said.
This is what he said. But he said that allegedly, and I just want to protect ourselves in any case.
Doña Rubiales is going to be doing her hunger strike in this room,
he basically, is obsessed with, luxury and that he hosts parties with women and...
Orgies or, was a yeah, word used.
Or I heard like that sometimes the women are very young and he's just like, I don't know how old they are and tries to stay away from any of his behavior and all this crazy stuff. So that's pretty wild. I mean, but when you hear that and then you see that he just grabbed a woman and kissed her right in the face.
And then went into the locker room and said, I want to marry her.
Yeah, and then when you hear about the behavior, it's not that shocking to hear about those other things. So it's like, it doesn't sound that outrageous.
From that conversation, the most shocking thing is the church is even involved in this conversation, bro.
So generally, just more, and more and more insane.
My aunt, this is her thing. If something's not like, you know, they say like, yo, that's not kosher.
Uh-huh.
Right, my aunt said, eso no es católico.
Okay.
She'll be like, if food has gone bad, she'll be like, oh yeah, don't eat that. Eso no católico. Everything this uncle said about Luis Rubiales, my aunt would be like, she would start with the purchase. And then she'd say, eso no católico.
Yep.
She would say it looking at you, but the volume would go this way.
Right, right.
Eso I don't know how tías do that. The audio goes this way,
bro. Eso no católico is the equivalent of like the southern. Oh, bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
You know, it's not, it doesn't mean what it says it means.
No, but it means so much more. So much more. It means a lot. It's heavy.
So obviously wild. And as of right now, he is just suspended. But look, the
FIFA finally also said something. They asked him and they said, well, he's already suspended.
Right.
We can't suspend him twice.
Double suspend him.
Yeah. Should have given him the double suspension.
Yeah. So, two yellows, dog.
So that's kind of where we're at. I mean, my hope is that this is sorted out not in 90 days. I don't want to be like...
My hope is that we never have to say the words Luis Rubiales ever again.
Yeah, well, we shall see. I mean, and there's also another wrinkle. There's a smear campaign for Jenny Hermoso. Have you been seeing this?
Bro, because she was laughing it off. Because victims of handle trauma differently.
Yeah, exactly. And it's this wild, like... And it's just so happening right in front of us. This like victim blaming of like, now we have to judge how she's responding. Oh, she doesn't seem that upset about it. So she's just trying to like attack him. It's just like, we all like, we're comics. I mean, we've dealt with trauma our entire lives. We laugh at our pain.
Yeah.
And that's the way I interpreted it was that's how the Spanish national team is sort of handling it. They're just kind of laughing at it because they probably dealt with ridiculousness for years.
I tell many jokes about my father leaving my family. Guess what's not okay? My father leaving my family.
He's not condoning leaving family.
I'm not suggesting you go do it.
You know, I just had a son. I don't listen to Alexis material, and I'm like, maybe I should leave.
Yeah, bro. I mean, I want my kid to have bits.
I mean, he's talking about it, so maybe I should just go up and go.
Yeah. You're idiots if you think that.
So it's wild. I mean, and there's it's a very coordinated effort to smear her character.
Right.
When we all saw the footage, bro, it was a global event. We all saw what he did. You have to be a deranged human being.
This is ridiculous, bro.
To try to dismiss that.
In fact, where was Luis Rubiales on January 6th? Because the way
are the questions we need to ask.
No one's asking him.
No one, bro. He's suspended, bro. He got nothing to do.
Okay. You know, he's one of the co-conspirators.
Yeah. He's throwing these lavish parties, taking private jets. Get your mother an Uber Eats account, bro.
She needs it, dog. All right.
Damn. Damn, what are they called? Deliveroo? What you got out there?
Yeah, Glovo.
Kazoo? No, Kazoo's the car.
Order a car, bro. Drive to a drive-thru. Go to a Wendy's. You'll see us hanging out.
All right. Everybody, thank you so much again for joining us. I went over a lot of things today, but obviously.
And by the way, the thoughts said here are specifically the thoughts of Dan Lebitz.
No, the thoughts expressed on this show are your opinions.
Yeah, they're now your opinions. Okay? Yo, leave your family, bro. I turned out all right.
So, all right, you better defend us at all costs. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We will be back. We have a special episode for Labor Day on Monday, so make sure you tune in. We got a very special guest.
That's right. We're not working on Labor Day because it's also Labor Day in Blangola.
Correct. Right. I mean, it's the right thing.
Most popular holiday in Blangola. Yeah. So, some kind of work.
But it is, I will say, it is somebody who plays for Nashville SC, and you may have seen him play a little bit against Lionel Messi the other day. So so make sure you tune into that. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend, of course. But you can't enjoy your Labor Day weekend unless you hit that subscribe button. It's
illegal.
It's written in some document, document. Okay, yeah.
A scroll of some type.
Bro, it is dusty, dude. Yeah. It's a dusty scroll.
If we open it and show you, it'll fall apart. We don't want to do that.
So make sure you hit that subscribe button here on YouTube, on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, and leave a review on Apple Podcasts as well. So we always appreciate the love. And make sure you join the Cooligans Patreon, patreon.com/soccercooligans. Get there today so you can join our exclusive Gully Squad Slack channel.
Exclusivo.
All right. We'll see you in a few days. Enjoy your Labor Day, but you're going to enjoy even more on Monday on our next episode. So we'll see you then. Peace, everybody.
Love you guys.
It's the Cooligans, buddy.